Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of Nate Collins' former teams comes through Monday night with the Chicago Bears over Washington. A little Fail Mary revenge there. Joe O, Sammy P, this is BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Every Wednesday on the show, we get Nate Collins here to drop by to hang out. And Nate, how you feeling on this Wednesday morning, man?
I feel good. Jake Moody's little, his revenge. Jake Moody with a little revenge, little ha-ha to Deebo Samuels on the sideline. He's still thinking about getting choked and seeing those videos choked on the sideline by Deebo when they were in San Fran together. So right. Him kicking that game-winning field goal after missing one in that game or having one blocked, I know that felt good. I know that felt good for him, for sure.
I have this new theory that when a kicker gets cut or moved aside, when he goes to that next team, if he's lucky, he's nails right out of the gate. Like, there's something to prove, and there's something that just kind of works out in the world where if you get cut, you then become not elite, but I knew that kick was going in because they were talking about it during the drive. Like, you know, he didn't really kick well in San Francisco, and I'm like, he's about to nail this, John. You know, and he, like, it was right down the middle, Nate.
Yeah, kickers are one of those jobs in the NFL where you got a short leash, to say, and especially if you get cut from somewhere as being a kicker, it's almost one of those things. If you go somewhere else, like you have to be perfect so you can kind of keep that job, honestly.
Yeah, no doubt. Like the Bears, you look at Santos, and he's been great here. And then a guy they had a few years ago, Pinheiro, he right now he's the best kicker in football for San Francisco. It's like these guys end up moving around, and it ends up working out. So, yeah, kickers, huge thing there. All right, your Jaguars. You got to watch Seattle up close. This is a team that we've been kind of fascinated with because – the metrics love them. Like, as far as balance, strong offense and defense, they certainly pop. Like, Sam Darnold's been awesome. The defense, phenomenal as well. And then they're just kind of hanging out in the NFC West, and everybody talks about the other teams outside of that. I'm really interested in one of the two Monday night games that we have this week, Seattle and Houston. But you tell me, what were your takeaways after watching the Seahawks play your Jaguars?
JSN is a dog. He gets open anytime he wants. He can run any route on the route tree. And I watched him honestly just decimate our defense, ours meaning the Jaguars. And what a way to get a new player in Newsome. And the first play he plays, they throw a 60-yard bomb on his head to JSN. And I was just like, I was dumbfounded watching that. But JSN is really good, and after watching that tape and then re-watching the game a little bit, it's one of those things where anyone who's going to play the Seahawks, like, our defense doesn't have to feel bad because JSN most likely is going to do that to everybody. He gets open. He finds his spots. I think him and Sam Darnold, they have a connection right now that you kind of want with your quarterback and your number one receiver, and they have that. And it was one of those things where it just seemed like anything we would do to try to stop him, he was still finding his spots, finding the holes in the defense. And it's easy enough to say, but he catches the rock. He's no drop passes. Ball's going in his direction. He's finding a way to get his hands on it and come down with it. And great footwork, toe tapping. He's just an amazing player.
In about 35 minutes, Joe and I are going to do our power rankings. Can't wait for the people to get really mad online at us. But our exercise this week is the best five teams in football. And it's very difficult to put them in order. Not only is it hard to put number one on top, but to put five in order. If we were just going to ask you, who's the best team in football right now? What's the answer?
The best team in football. Dang. It's crazy, but like, I mean, obviously every week changes everything. And I hate to say that Kansas City is shaping up to be, but right now in the current moment, it's hard to say, but I really like the Patriots. I don't think they're really the best team in football, but I just think they have the highest ceiling, and right now they're playing exactly how they should be. I feel like they took losses that maybe it's good to take right now, but if I wasn't going to say the Patriots just because that's my Super Bowl pick, it has to be Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Bucks. Baker Mayfield is easily right now the MVP of the league. And just seeing what he's doing with his 5th, 6th, 7th receiver on his team right now, with all of their starting receivers being hurt, we always kind of give teams the benefit of the doubt, or we kind of give them excuses when guys are hurt. And Tampa, they just keep winning. Mike Evans is hurt. He's one of the biggest names in football, and Baker's like best target, and he hasn't played in weeks, and they're still winning games. And I just think that Baker, if he keeps playing like this, like Tampa Bay is the team to beat, I think, right now in football.
I think your response was also kind of telling, and I agree with where you're at, because you wrestled with it, and then you popped up with a few names that most people would have laughed at you a few weeks ago. But they're playing to that level. Like, I have trouble with the Colts. Like, I still don't know where to put them. Yes, really, really good. Are they great? Is anybody great? Like, that's what I'm kind of looking at. It feels like week after week, we get here and I'm like, I think the list of teams that could win the Super Bowl is expanding. But usually when the season marches on, it shrinks, but it feels like it's the opposite. And part of that is, to me, it doesn't seem like anybody is great. Is that how you feel right now?
It is, and I was just thinking about this earlier and looking at everyone's records, and I feel like even for the power ranking thing, I think this season, and I wonder if every season is this way, but right now in this current where everyone's at, I think it's the race to 8 games. Like, whatever teams like that can kind of get to 8 wins first, I think that is going to kind of be like our metric of, hey, like, this team is probably serious, because we're getting at that point in the year. If teams can start knocking out wins, it's just going to change everything, how we look at it. Because right now, 3-3 with the Kansas City Chiefs, like, that doesn't look intriguing when you look at it. But if you're watching their team and just seeing them over the past few weeks getting better and better, and you see their schedule that's coming up, it's like, hey, if Kansas City wins a couple more games, like, everyone's going to be like, who can beat them? So it's going to be funny how everything changes, and just how I just said that about Kansas City. And if they end up losing a game, if they don't get over 500 after this week, I mean, it'll be a conversation again, but it's going to get really interesting. And I think whatever teams get to 8 wins first, I think that's really going to start pushing our barometer of who we think are serious for the postseason.
Are the Buffalo Bills going to be okay?
Ooh. I just seen a quote that they put out with Josh Allen's wife saying, or him quoting, saying that, like, his wife made him realize that he's more than a football player.
Oh, no.
I feel like that is not good. That is not a good thing to hear right now with how the Bills are playing. And I just feel like if I was a Bills fan, I would not like that quote, because I want my quarterback feeling like, yes, all you are a football player, but not only are you just a football player, you're one of the best. You're the MVP Like, you're the MVP. We need to put, you need to put the team on the back. You need to go back to being Josh Allen, the superhero. I just feel like that team right now, the games that they lost and that they're losing is just, it's bad timing. And I feel like we get this every year with Buffalo Bills, where they play games where they blow out everyone who we think are contenders, and then they'll play teams that we quote unquote think are lesser than them, and we get a team that you're just like, what are you guys doing? You guys have James Cook. Just hand the ball off to him, run something with Josh Allen, score points, do what you guys do. And for some reason, like, we're not getting that with them right now, and I would be worried. And I don't know. I just, that match with just all over the NFL, I think we have a lot of injuries, and it's about the teams that can overcome and kind of the next man up. So it's going to be interesting to see Buffalo, how they bounce back after these losses.
With Nate Collins here on Bet Sweats. Nate Collins at Big N 98 over on X and other social media. Check him out on the Greenlight podcast, which is presented by BetMGM. Nate, what are the Philadelphia Eagles?
Man. So the Greenlight pod is essentially, I would say, an Eagles, like, for the majority of our fan base. And I like trolling them because everyone on the pod, for the majority, like, they cheer for the Eagles and I cheer for the Jags. But the Eagles, I said it at the beginning of the last week, this week is a make or break week for them, I feel like, because in that locker room right now, I just feel like as an ex-player, it's probably like eggshells, and it's kind of feeling of, the implosion is about to happen. Either they're going to get it all together, or one more loss can start causing a bunch of media storm. I mean, AJ Brown, I feel like already is, for just media stuff that doesn't need to be a big story, I feel like he can kill a lot of stories and he doesn't choose to. And him being one of the best players on a team, I just think that festers around, and guys at some point, you get kind of tired of it, because when he was complaining, they were winning, and it's just a bad vibe to have a guy and a teammate like that, you know, is one of the best on the team, and whether we should be getting you the ball or not, we're winning, and that's the ultimate goal. So I just feel like they have a lot of stuff to work out, but just with anything, winning cures everything, and they have to win a game so everything can kind of get back to normal for Philadelphia.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You look at the board yet for week 7? We got a London game again. We got a bunch of games on Sunday. We got a double dip on Monday night. I know you got the BetMGM app open. I can see you rifling through it right now. What's jumping off?
I am. I'm really intrigued at the Depends and Icy Hot Bowl that's happening tomorrow night with Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers. Two 40-year-old quarterbacks is absolutely crazy to me. And for some reason, I feel like they're both going to find a way to perform on the big stage and do well. But other than my Jags, in the morning on Sunday, I think, hard to say, but I'm not fully sold on Bryce Young and the Panthers. And I think the Jets get their first win this week.
Wow. Okay.
They're not going to say it. I'm not going to say it too loud. I'm not going to say it too loud. But I think the Jets get their win this week, and one of the reasons why is I think the guys on the Jets right now, they know that trade deadline is about to end, and it's in your best interest to try to put something pretty good on tape if you do want a chance to maybe get out of there and get to a contending team. So I feel like the guys in the locker room right now maybe are like, hey, we got to get this win. I got to play well. And maybe that will help the Jets get a win. But I think my bet of the week, I would pick Jets money line. I mean, it's plus 1.5 if you want to stay a little safe. But me, for the plus 105, I'll go Jets money line.
Okay. Got about a minute left, Nate. I'm fascinated to see what happens in New England and Tennessee. And then it's Vrabel week in Tennessee, and they fire their coach because they don't want to hear the comparisons probably between Callahan and Vrabel. I'm sure that's part of it. And you know there's revenge. This has been circled all year from a player's perspective. Do you buy into this narrative that's going to be out there the rest of the week, that the players are actually going to get behind Vrabel and really want to get after the Titans?
I think so. And the reason why I think so is I think the 360 attitude and just everything about Stephon Diggs right now with that team, I think that's a big thing that everyone should be looking at and talking about. Stephon Diggs, obviously, he's a diva wide receiver, rightfully so. He's amazing. He's great. But that being a diva can really be a cancer in the locker room. And to see that he's not the main focus there, and he knows that there's a young quarterback in that locker room that can take them places that they want to go, and how he's just bought into Vrabel and he's got there and said, hey, I want to be coached hard, and maybe not the best start in the media when he got there, but to see the change and to see how he's helping this team, I think Stephon Diggs will have these guys ready this week. Like, hey, this is coach's old team. We're going to go down there and we're going to make a statement. So our coach looks good and we look good. I feel like it will be an emphasis, maybe not from Vrabel. Vrabel does not care about any of this. He just wants a win. But I think with someone like Stephon Diggs in that locker room, I think he would be letting these guys know, like, hey, this week is a little more special for coach. Let's go out there and put our best foot forward and, like, try to blow these guys out. I definitely think so.
Yep. We're on the same page there. Nate Collins, Greenlight Podcast. Good stuff there, Nate. Appreciate it. We'll talk next Wednesday. Joe O, Sammy P, college football on the other side. BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.